You're listening to the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media this Friday afternoon. Be sure to stay with us if you can for the second half hour of the program. Commodity Week is coming up. Right now, we're joined by Eric Snodgrass. He's at Agrible from right here in Urbana-Champaign. Thanks, Eric, for being with us. Let's talk a little bit about the weather in the Midwest. We just finished up a pretty good heat wave.
Yeah, no, that heat wave we had last week, which kind of broke on Monday of earlier this week, was pretty intense. It was really hot in the Western Corn Belt. You know, we had temperatures there getting way over 100, heat index values, you know, something like 110 to 115. You know, it was a scorcher, but then my goodness, that sucker shut down and the weather got nice. And it, you know, what was really different about this heat wave than many others was that it was pretty wet through the heat wave. And that really characterizes most of our summer, right? It was a hot and wet summer. You know, so when I look in the short term, you know, as we've cooled down here, you know, I've got a good chance of thunderstorms again today and possibly again tomorrow. And what that's really done is these regular thunderstorms we've had across the Corn Belt have really produced some garden spots. You know what I mean? These spots where the corn looks phenomenal. You know, if you look through the northern half of Illinois, you look at most of Iowa, southern Wisconsin, Minnesota, the crop looks just incredible. And that's thanks to the warmth and the wet. And that really, you know, helps. But, you know, looking a little longer term here, we got to look into the first week of August. I do see another episode of heat that's coming up. We got a ridge that's building kind of centered over the Midwest. Thankfully, it's a pretty short duration event, just like every other heat wave we've had. Maybe August 2nd through August 5th, we start to see the 90s creep back into our area here, you know, around central Illinois with the hundreds in the Western Corn Belt. But as I said, just like every other big heat wave we've had, it's been followed by a trough in the jet stream. And that kind of cools things back down. So that's what we're looking at in the short term. And going into this heat, you know, we're pretty wet.
What's the pattern a little bit further into the month of August? You said the jet stream starts to drop back down. Does that give us a northwest flow?
Yeah. So, you know, about this time of year, we get what's called the southwest monsoon starts to kick in. And basically, that's a flow pattern that brings a lot of moisture into the southwest, actually a lot of heat, too, into the southwestern United States. And that tends to build a ridge out west, just in general. And that tends to put us here in the eastern half of the country into what we call northwest flow. So when I look out over August, you know, I don't see any reason to say that we would have any sort of heat stress on the month. The flow pattern is what I would call transient. That means we have a lot of zonal flow. We have a lot of brief ridges followed by troughs. And that means nothing gets stuck. We don't build into any kind of stuck patterns that can bring a lot of heat or a lot of cool. But I'll tell you this, I'm concerned about August being a little bit wetter than average simply because of that flow pattern. And there's some places that desperately need it. Think Michigan, think Ohio, parts of northern Indiana, and also parts of the Western Corn Belt. But in general, you know, that wetter pattern, you know, it could do a lot to help finish off the corn crop as long as it does dry out toward the end when we're trying to pull that crop back out. And I'll tell you, I looked at some of what beans really want August to look like. Honestly, beans really want things to be near average, but better to be a little bit cooler than average. But they also like to have kind of very close to average precipitation. They don't want wet, they don't want dry, but they do like a little bit of cool weather. Now, since we're talking about water and we're talking about precipitation, we just have to start at this time of year pointing our attention toward the tropics. Right now we have two systems that have come off the west coast of Africa, two tropical waves as we call them, that have the potential to kind of make their way into what we call the main development region in the Atlantic Ocean. So that's kind of the western Atlantic. That's also a region that maybe encompasses the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean. Now right now these waves are fighting a lot of dry and dusty air, which means that the thunderstorms that are trying to build into that air are not going to have a good chance at surviving. But what this signifies is the start of the tropical season. And I'll tell you, the Gulf of Mexico and the Caribbean are primed for tropical cyclone development. And as we start to worry about August precipitation, then of course September precipitation when we get into harvest, if we have a more active than normal tropical system, or tropical season I should say, any tropical system that gets in there may potentially push moisture up through the, you know, the mid-Mississippi River Valley. And if that happens, that could bring some untimely, very heavy rains, making it difficult to do much in the fields as we try to get the crops out of the ground. So a lot to be watching as we move into August, that's for sure.
We'll be looking forward to talking with you and seeing what happens again next week. Thanks so much, Eric.
Yeah, thank you.
Eric Snodgrass is with Agrible, joined us here on the Closing Market Report from Illinois Public Media.
This stock and commodity report is made possible with support of the Friends of WILL, and Bates Commodities in Normal. Bates Commodities can be reached at 1-800-383-4647 or on the internet at batescom.net.